Chuck. Come on, no slacker. Okay. So, wonderful. Good afternoon, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Lounge members. As promised, this is our first take from Baku, Azerbaijan, a very lively city here. And together with me is Tevfik. Thanks, Tevfik, for being part of our tour.
You're welcome.
The hard work of Composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Welcome. How was that?
So Tevfik, for those who have not met Tevfik so far, Tevfik, he's an expert in event management, and he's the sales director of Artkim, and they are actually very long-standing, 24 years ago, being founded by Ahmet Güler, an event organization that has over 20 different events.
Yeah.
And we would like to take you on our tour by bridging Europe, Turkey, and Azerbaijan. And Azerbaijan is such an interesting part of this world, as you can see today. Very sunny, nice weather.
Yeah,
and windy weather.
Windy also. This is why we have this portion here. And it's a very oil-rich country. But besides the oil and gas that is present here, Azerbaijan is looking also for foreign investment opportunities. And this is why Artkim has decided to come over to Azerbaijan and open this. And I'm here, my role is to bridge Europe, Turkey, and Azerbaijan and get this region known to you. So, but before we dive in, just after this short break, my question to you, my first personal question to you, Tevfik, is why event management? What is your passion about it?
Exactly. When I was studying in the Istanbul University, I management graduate about tourism business management. After then, I was going to USA for the event management and all suppliers of the tourism, part of the tourism management. And after then, when I feel to bring all together the people and after get the management of the some events and all convention and exhibition things, I feel really comfortable and really like them, bring all together the people and to create really different events. When I was meeting with the Artkim group, I was started like a business development manager. But before the business development about the event management, exactly my passion is bring the people all together and to helping them to make your own business opportunities and to creating this some like an art of the event, you know, because when we create the start of the event, we creating the like all LEDs, lights, like catering things, another equipment of the all events. We just connection with them. After then, just we serving the their passion or their impression, you know?
Yes.
So Tevfik, thank you for all this information that you've given to us, and the passion, I can really feel it here with the breeze of the Caspian Sea, and everyone here is so friendly. Let me ask you about one thing. Now, all these events that you are dealing here with, what kind of events are those? Please let us know what kinds of events you organize in Turkey and what kinds of events are you planning here in Azerbaijan soon?
This season, 2026, we passed away the one pharmacy event in Beyoğlu, middle of Istanbul. And right now we are going to November for Türkiye'm Eurasia, our big ship event. Türkiye'm Eurasia is a locomotive exhibition for Artkim Group. We are organizing Türkiye'm Eurasia in November 25th, 27th in 2026. On Istanbul Exhibition Center. I'd like to introduce to what we will do inside of the Türkiye'm exhibition. Just I would like to say we are really excited to introduce to our panels, like a visitors profile or exhibitors.
So thank you, Tevfik, for all this information and insights into Türkiye'm and all the other events. I'm really impressed by the number of show and the breadth and the depth that you are giving with these events. And dear community, as you have realized by now, we have left Baku, Azerbaijan, and now we are at the sahil of the Bosporus, Boğaziçi here. Now you see in my backdrop Fatih Sultan Mehmet Köprüsü, which is the bridge from Europe to Asia. And this is basically our message to you guys, that we are bridging now Europe, Turkey to Azerbaijan and the Caspian region. And therefore, this is so important that you follow us here. What we will show you is investment opportunities. What we will show you is new markets that are emerging around there. We all know the classical industrial markets, but we are on a message and on a mission to get to expand internationally in other new territories. And as you know, Turkey is getting into the G20. It's one of the 20 largest economies. What can be more appropriate than using Turkey as a bridge like the Fatih Sultan Mehmet Bridge to the neighbor countries? But of course that comes at a certain cost and investment, and this is why we are here and show you to that. Tevfik and community, Tevfik is the sales director of my partner Artkim, and we've entered into a partnership regarding Turkey. Yes. And Azerbaijan. So you told about Türkiye'm Istanbul. Now let's move to Azerbaijan. Mm-hmm. What's the reason that you are expanding into Azerbaijan?
I would like to say the Azerbaijan, you know, our brotherhood country. And also, if we started to regional appointment of the our geographic area, like Turkey, starting Turkey, Istanbul, and going up to Azerbaijan location, like Middle Asia. Evet. After then, maybe our route is going to Eastern Europe and far away of the Central Asia. We're talking with the government side, like Aspromo and Alat Free Zone managers and Sumgayit area, and also like a Ministry of the Economy. They always say that we are always open your events and like a chemical industry benchmark. After then, just we decided to visit Baku, get some meeting with like a sectoral professional, and always they are really give us some advice about the chemical industries opportunities in the Azerbaijan. You know, the like a petrochemical raw materials always growing gum in Azerbaijan, but like a industry doesn't give some sense about to like going up to Central Asia.
So the general industry is still too low of a share.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dominated by oil and gas. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Azerbaijan is looking for new kind of industries,
like
the chemical industry. Mm-hmm. And Türkiye'm is well positioned in the general industry as a chemical event, obviously. So that's understood. And now let's come to our summit and our really the zenith of the events, which is close to my heart, Eurasia Composites. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Eurasia Composites. So it will be in November 2027. Mm-hmm. And what is your idea about Eurasia Composites? What's the speciality about it? Why should our community take care about it? Why should they consider it?
2 months ago, we visited the Jackworth, you know, and also we researching about how is going on the composite like applications, composite. What's going on in the composite? Mm-hmm. You know, right now, all over the world, the most popular thing is defense, and after also the Turkish government and our geopolitical ideas going to defense and all about material of the composite. Why we using the composite? Just we would like to learn European playmakers how we use the composite and also how they are calling the like a connection of the ore materials composite, you know, because we know your ideas about the composite, and also we need to match European side and Eurasian side and maybe Central Asia side. Also, we have so much like a materials of the composite industry, yeah. But you know, we would like to like opening to European side, to Eurasian side, and matching our visitors and hosted buyers.
So, dear community, that just to sum up, this Eurasia Composites is of course a great opportunity, not only to connect the European and the Turkey and the Caspian region. It is also a possibility and opportunity to increase knowledge about applications. And as you know, my three content pillars are innovation, technology, and sustainability. And I'm seeing here a lot of great brains in Turkey that have so much innovative minds and are really bright minds, but they are not really communicated in the hemisphere of composites. And I'm here to help you guys, if you have an innovation, to get this known from Europe to Turkey and vice versa. Let me give you an example. There is from Malatya a lady, Merve Canpolat. Greetings to you at this point. She has extracted from a fruit, which is, now I have to ask you, in Malatya the fruit is kayısı.
Apricot.
Yeah, the apricot. I was looking for the English word. So she's extracting a biopolymer, and this is so innovative, and I spoke with her in length, and this is a feature of this really core of this fruit that has a non-flammable or flame retardant features. And this is so great because we are doing as an industry so much to get flame retardancy incorporated, designed into that. So things like this, the innovation coming from Turkey, from places, from resources that are not available in other places, can be transferred to other places, because I am absolutely convinced if the world comes together with these ideas, with the innovative ideas, the whole world will participate from that. This does not mean that Turkey is the cheaper country to produce. But maybe there is an idea here. Maybe even it is cheaper to produce the scaled production of this product. It said the innovation is clear, but the scaling can be done maybe in Germany, maybe in the Netherlands, or maybe in Turkey. That will be seen. Important is that the innovation and the knowledge is being spread around the world. So I'm coming also now to the close of my video with my partners Art Kim here, where we are going to combine Europe, Turkey with the Caspian region. It's really been a pleasure with you guys, 1 week together.
Our pleasure.
It was really a deep dive into this region. Thank you so much for opening all this region. And we try as Composites Launch as much as is possible to get both countries together. So my name is Ilkay Özkizoğlu. I'm the community manager of Composites Launch. I have my own company called Imbeo, doing also business development. Yeah, and ask you to join our movement when we open new territories. We will soon have possible offers for you guys. Check out our links. Check out Turkcam in Istanbul. Check out Turkcam in Azerbaijan. And check out Eurasia Composites. And let the show begin.
where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.